for 9 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And 30 years of Rosie on the House.
Welcome to hour number four of our weekly radio broadcast. This is the 10 o'clock hour. This is our On the House topic, where we spend the entire hour talking about something particular to your home, castle, or cabin. It follows our home maintenance calendar that we started publishing for our 30th anniversary last year. Second edition is out. And speaking of which, the end of the month, May 31st, is the deadline for 2020's photo contest. If you have an outdoor wildlife or landscape photo that you'd like to submit to be published in our 2020 calendar, deadline is end of this month. You can send those images to info@rosieonthehouse.com. I have a little bit of a feeling we're going to have a lot of pictures that are going to be very green and very wet Arizona based on the winter we've had here. So we'll be looking forward to that.
Any pictures of waterfalls get extra consideration.
How could you not vote for a waterfall in the desert?
Yeah, right. Exactly. There were some pretty ones this past winter, that's for sure.
And I've got a few snap that I submitted under a discreet name that the staff doesn't even know which ones are mine. Driving out and about as much as we're on the road between all of our different markets, I had the opportunity for a lot of great pictures.
Oh, I bet you did.
Anyway, the month of May for our home maintenance calendar focuses on remodeling. And today we're talking about one of Dad's soapboxes. So this hour to some is going to feel like 2 hours, and to others it's going to feel like 30 minutes, depending on where you are in your own home remodeling situation. If you've had a bad home remodeling situation, this is going to feel like you're getting preached at for 2 hours, like, yeah, I should have known better. Yeah, I should have known better. Yeah, I should have known better.
Oh, man.
If you did your job and hired a good general contractor and had a positive experience, this hour is going to fly by.
But it will arm you for selecting that next contractor for the next project. In our effort and in our endeavor to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend, if I could just train homeowners to use this system to pick their next remodeling contractor, 90% of the phone calls we get from brokenhearted homeowners at our office and here at the radio show and at our website would be eliminated. But people generally too often give in to their inner cheapskate, and they interview a couple contractors, and whoever floats them back the lowest number, they jump on board with that particular person.
And it's more than just the inner cheapskate, because a lot of times when you tell somebody you bought something for, let's say, $10, well, you've all got that friend that, oh, I could have got that for $5.
I could have got two of them for $5.
Yeah, and that's bull. That's all garbage. They're just loudmouths.
And in remodeling, it's even harder to get it to the point where you're looking at two proposals that are true apples to apples, because every contractor has their own way of doing things. And in the remodeling business here in Arizona that I've been involved in for 45 years, I mean, I've made a habit of talking to my subcontractors and my suppliers, and I say, what are we doing right? What are we doing wrong? Do you do work for any other contractors that do work different than us or better than us? And occasionally an electrician or a plumber will say, well, you know, on this one particular job, they made me do this. And I'd say, well, what do we make you do? And it'll be equal. And I'll say, well, what do we have to do to be better? And then they'll say, well, you could do this or that. I said, okay, from now on, that's the standard for any time I ask you to come on a job. It's the best you see out there in town, plus one or two notches better. And that's the standard we have on our projects. Here's the way it typically goes when people are looking for a remodel. They cogitate on the design and the project itself for several months, and in that time, they collect a name or two from other friends that they know have remodeled, or the neighbor down the street that they watch, you know, the dumpster and the remodel get done on last year. Or they're looking in showrooms and asking the showroom folks who they should use for this project or that project. And they end up with three or four names. First thing is they call contractor A. And the industry nationally, folks, and I want y'all to hear this loud and clear. Remodelers that get professional training by industry experts are taught the first thing they need to get out of you, or one of the very first things they need to get out of you, is your budget. Folks, don't give your budget. And don't do it.
And if you think you have a budget, you don't.
That's exactly right. And that's why you don't give it to them. When you're asked that question, and no matter what remodeler you call, they're going to ask you that question. Just the response to that would be, well, you know, rather than me stating my target budget, I'd like to describe to you kind of the project I have in my mind or the project my wife has in her mind. And I think you ought to tell us in your experience about what we should expect. That is a much more fair way to get to a realistic budget on what it's going to take to finish the project. The lowest bid, very often, is the most expensive way to get the job done. So you've got to be very careful. And I'm going to take you through this hour the questions you should be getting answers to as you take your contractors through the multi-step interview process that I guarantee, if you follow these steps, you will have a successful remodeling job. Point number one, never, ever reveal your budget.
And to the contractors, most of our content is based for the homeowner and consumer education, but for a contractor listening out there, if you're on site and the homeowner immediately is trying to beat you up on budget right away, you're never going to make money on that job, and you should just walk away and say, I don't think this is a good fit. If you're getting nickel and dime from the beginning, it's not going to give you any benefit to do a job that you lose money on. You can't stay in business that way. You can't pay your bills. You can't pay your guys. You can't pay your subcontractors. You can't pay yourself. If you're getting nickel and dime before you even sign anything, walk away.
Well, we adopted this rule. Let's see, I've been doing this for 45 years. I think we adopted this rule 43 years and 9 months ago. If it seems like the prospective client wants everything for close to nothing, if you give an inch up front, you're never going to get out of that job without crawling a mile. So,
And if they want it for nothing, well, then give them nothing.
You know, it's an expensive business. It really is. Just here in 2019, I've had to increase, and all the great contractors have had to increase what they pay their staff almost 60 or 70% more than we were paying just 10 years ago. So there's been a pretty good labor shortage, and there's been a pretty good spike in labor costs. And you know what? You're not going to get your job done right unless you are properly supervised, which takes a good amount of time for someone. And hopefully that someone isn't you if you're paying a professional remodeler to get the job done. So don't reveal your budget. And then the next thing you want to do, maybe even before you call the contractors, is go to the Arizona Registrar of Contractors website, azroc.gov, and you do a search. And you can either search by the company name or the license number. And when you do that search, you'll find the particular company you're looking for. It will tell you how long they've had that license, if it is still current, and how many complaints have ever been filed against that particular license. Now, while you're on that website, it's going to take you another 10 seconds to click to the next page and see who is the qualifying party, who took the test, and who has the experience to actually hold the license. And many, many times, contractors that are just getting started actually pay a third party. I'm not saying it's right, but I'm telling you it happens a lot. They find, or some party that's not active in the company that maybe is close to retirement and the license is still current, and they adopt that. You should know that the qualifying party for the license is still an active member of the management team of that remodeling company. I think that's critical. You'll be able to see their bond and their license. And the other thing you want to do is check to make sure their bond, the Registrar of Contractors requires us to bond according to the value of our annual revenue. So the bigger you are, the bigger the bond you should have. Many times that's a detail that's overlooked. And you come in as a small company, you get that first bond, and the company grows, and 6 or 7 years down the line, you just keep signing the bond renewal, bond renewal, bond renewal. And instead of doing $600,000 a year anymore, you're doing $6 million a year. Well, you need to go back to the contractor needs to go back to the bonding company and raise that bond for your protection. So make sure they're bonded, make sure they're licensed, and make sure they're insured. General liability and
license, bond, and insured, general liability, liens.
Make sure they're licensed as it pertains to public liability and property damage, because you don't want to inherit the responsibility of insuring every single individual that's working on your job. If that contractor isn't properly insured through workman's comp and through public property damage, and someone falls off the roof, that medical bill is going to be sought for you to pay, even to the point of they could possibly be suing you. So licensed, bonded, and insured. First stop, azroc.gov. Check the license and check the qualifying party and check the dates of all the certificates and make sure they expire sometime after you think your job will be done.